This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your NPR news station. I'm Clara Princeton. It's now time for our weekly authors segment, The Authors Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
A hidden figure of sports, Wyomi Tyus, was born in 1945 on a farm in Griffin, Georgia. She was the youngest and the only girl in her family, and her father recognized something in his daughter that pushed him to encourage her to participate in sports. The neighborhood Tyus grew up in was primarily white, so she became aware of race and of racial segregation at a very early age. She was forced to take an hour bus ride to school each day, in spite of the fact that there was a white school within walking distance of her house. And she wasn't allowed to play with the white girls that lived nearby, so she spent most of her time playing sports with her brothers. In 1960, at age 15, Tyus attended a summer track clinic at Tennessee State University. And 2 years later, she became the first in her family to go to college when she received a full scholarship to attend the school as a member of the Tiger Bells track team. The Tiger Bells were the decorated track team that won 34 national championships in 44 years and produced 40 black female Olympians who won 23 Olympic medals. They dominated U.S. track and field in the 1960s. And guess who made the Olympic track team at just 19 years old? Yes, Wyomi Tyus. And at the 1964 Olympic Games in Tokyo, Japan, in a race for which she was not even expected to qualify, Tyus emerged as the fastest woman in the world, winning the gold medal in the 100 meters. 4 years later, at the 1968 Olympic Games in Mexico City, Tyus became the first person, male or female, to win back-to-back gold medals in the 100-meter race. But there was no fanfare following her historic win. No one brought out banners or draped Tyus in the American flag. Actually, when most people think of the 1968 Olympics, they only remember the now iconic protest on the podium by two African-American men who stood with their heads bowed and raised black glove fists during the national anthem. Less well known is that other athletes, including Tyus, were also part of that Olympic Project for Human Rights. Finally, though, 16 years later, recognition started to come Tyus's way when she carried in the Olympic flag during the opening ceremony of the 1984 Summer Olympics. The following year, she was inducted into the U.S. Olympic Hall of Fame. And in 1999, her hometown of Griffin, Georgia, which displayed coloreds here and whites only signs during her childhood, unveiled the 164-acre Wyomi Tyus Olympic Park. At the age of 73, Tyus wrote a memoir titled Tiger Bell, The Wyomi Tyus Story. In the book, she talks about how she grew up thinking she'd become a teacher or a nurse, but when she went to Tennessee State, she realized, no, I don't have to be the nurse. I could be the doctor. Tiger Bell, The Wyomi Tyus Story, is an important book that helps to fill in some of the gaps of black women's place in American history and women's struggle for equality in sports. It also provides insight not only on what it takes to be a champion, but also on what it means to stake out an identity in an often hostile world.
Support for the Authors Page comes from the Library Society of the University of Tennessee. Learn more about UT Libraries, collections, and programs at the blog Speaking Volumes, online at volumes.lib.utk.edu.
Thank you for listening. The Authors Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org or WUOT.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of the Authors Page. We love telling you stories.